is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2011. It was on this day, the year 868 AD, the Diamond Sutra was printed, the world's oldest book bearing a specific date of publications, a collection of Buddhist teachings, a dialogue between the Buddha and Subhuti, one of his elderly disciples. The copy was printed with wood blocks on 7 strips of paper, each page from a single block, 7 sheets bound together to form a scroll about 16 feet long. The Diamond Sutra was discovered near Dunhuang in the Gansu province of China, a desert outpost along the Silk Road. Buddhist monks kept their scriptures in caves where the dry desert air kept these paper texts in perfect condition. The caves were sealed off around the year 1000, perhaps because the Islamic Empire was spreading into Western China. And it was 900 years later, in the year 1900, when an itinerant Taoist monk named Wang Yonlu happened on them, realized that he'd found something special. And then the archaeologist Aurel Stein showed up in Dunhuang. He was Hungarian, but he was working for the British, and he convinced Wang Yonlu to part with a huge amount of manuscripts for a little bit of money. And Aurel Stein left the caves of 1,000 Buddhas with 24 cases of manuscripts and 5 cases of paintings and relics, for which he paid £130. And it was on this day in 1942 that William Faulkner's Go Down Moses was published, stories that made up a novel set in Yoknapatawpha County, all about members of the McCaslin family. Ike McCaslin, who rejects his family's estate, which has been passed down for generations because he's disgusted by their history of owning slaves. Here's a poem for today by Anne Sexton, Riding the Elevator into the Sky. As the fireman said, don't book a room over the 5th floor in any hotel in New York. They have ladders that will reach further, but no one will climb them. As the New York Times said, the elevator always seeks out the floor of the fire and automatically opens and won't shut. These are the warnings that you must forget if you're climbing out of yourself, if you're going to smash into the sky. Many times I've gone past the 5th floor, cranking upward, but only once have I gone all the way up, 60th floor, small plants and swans bending into their grave, floor 200, mountains with the patience of a cat, silence wearing its sneakers, floor 500, messages and letters, centuries old, birds to drink, a kitchen of clouds, floor 6000, the stars, skeletons on fire, their arms singing, and a key, a very large key, that opens something, some useful door somewhere up there. Riding the Elevator into the Sky, a poem by Anne Sexton, from The Awful Rowing Toward God, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, event marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.